Dana Kelchner, Executive Director of Marketing and Communications.
All right, Dana, I see that you guys have your Jingle on the Green event coming up. Can you please tell our listeners a little bit about what this event is and what it has in store?
Sure, no problem. For the last 6 years, State Fair Community College has hosted an annual holiday event called Jingle on the Green. So this coming Thursday, December 4th, marks the 7th event, and it is a really fun time. It's a great opportunity to get folks on our Sedalia campus. It's a free holiday celebration. We line the campus with thousands of luminarias. We play holiday music. We have themed food and desserts, and then we bring in some live music from area high schools, from their choirs and bands, and from area churches as well, to sing and provide holiday music.
I was about to say, I was looking at this agenda, and it looks like there are going to be a ton of choirs there that evening, so people should be looking to hear a ton of Christmas songs. Now, there also says something about Santa and Ginger the Elf.
Yes, Santa and Ginger the Elf will make an appearance, and they'll be in the Parker's Commons around 6:15 till about 8 o'clock, so the kiddos can come and tell the big guy what they want for Christmas, and it's really a fun time. And we'll start off that evening at 6 o'clock with a few remarks from Gary Nolan. He's the president of our board, and also from Dr. Anderson, the president of the college. They'll speak briefly, and then we'll kick it off with our very own jazz runners from SFCC. They're going to perform at 6:15. We've got the Knob Noster High School Band, Sacred Heart Band, the choir from Marshall, the Warsaw High School Madrigal Choir, and just choirs from a variety of schools and areas. So we're really excited, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of people haven't been on campus, and it's a great opportunity to come and see the buildings decorated and enjoy that food, nibble a little bit, visit with folks, and enjoy some great holiday music.
Absolutely. How many people have you had show up for this event the past few years?
You know, we print about 300-350 programs, and we give them away within a few minutes. So we know we're getting hundreds of people, and a lot of people are used to it, and they come every year. But also every year we get some new folks, you know, who haven't been able to come out for the first time. So we're looking forward to that. We're hoping we can get more people on campus. It's a combined effort between the college and the SFCC Foundation to host this event. It really is a thank you for our communities that we serve, and it's really a good time to kick off the holiday spirit and come out and have a little food and a little music and relax and enjoy a good time.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. Now, real quick, let's touch just a little bit on the fact that, of course, you guys are going to have your lights and your holiday music, which is just wonderful for, you know, a little bit of your older crowd. A lot of the kids like the lights, too. But I'm also seeing something else here for the kids about crafts.
Yes, every year the Dahl Museum of Contemporary Art has hosted a free art-making activity for kids, and they will do something. Sometimes it's aligned with the current exhibition, sometimes it's aligned with just a holiday craft, but it's a really popular station because you know how much kids like to make crafts and take something home with them, and so that'll be happening from 6 to 8 in the Dahl Museum foyer, and there will also be food in that area as well, so it's a great spot for the kids to hit, talk to Santa and Ginger the Elf, and then head on over to the museum and make crafts, and then, of course, have a cookie along the way.
Absolutely. All right. Dana, is there anything else that you'd like to let listeners know, maybe to help get them to come on out there and see you guys?
I think it's so much fun, and we as staff just really enjoy getting the campus ready. We get a lot of students involved to help volunteer with getting those luminarias placed and lit, and our Spirit Squad hosts and hands out programs, and so everybody really gets in the spirit, and we really enjoy it, and decorating campus and in inviting folks on campus to see our buildings and then enjoy the holiday and in a relaxed atmosphere. You know, it can get kind of crazy this time of year with shopping and list making and all of that stuff, so this is really an opportunity just to come out for a few hours and relax and enjoy some holiday food. And, of course, we're having our craft show, too, on Saturday. I'll throw a plug in for that. That's our 11th annual Holiday Arts and Crafts Show on Saturday in the Freddie Davis Multipurpose Center. So that's another opportunity to come back to campus and really kick off the holiday season by doing some shopping. So that's another opportunity that folks can stop by campus and get the holiday season going.